Good evening. It is Monday, August 19th, and we welcome you to the public hearing this evening. We have present all members of council, many members from city administration, and very many community neighbors. So with our council members present, we've got Mr. Haina, Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Brown, myself, Mary Westfall, Sandy Husband, Ted Milner, Mark Lutke, the law director, the clerk of council, chief of police, Kevin Allen, Toby Schreier, and Bill Sanford with the mayor in the audience, and we welcome you all. Tonight's agenda is focusing on some change to zonings for zone ZA1, ZA2, ZA3, ZA4. The change from zonings would be from R3, multiple dwelling, medium density to medium density district to B2 general business district for properties located at 5445, 5443, 5457, and 5441 on Main Street. All three of the properties are contiguous. They are north of St. Joe's. And today we will be speaking, opening up to the audience here to speak in favor of, and those, if any, that are opposed to these zoning changes. So with that, I would invite any members of the audience that would like to speak in favor of these zoning changes to feel free to step forward and come to the microphone, introduce yourself by name and your address.
Thank you very much, Mr. Council and others in the audience. My name is David Garner. I am the owner of 5445, 5441, all of the other ones other than 5441. The plan for those three properties that I own, they're contiguous to River Center Clinic, which I also own. And the plan was to have the properties adjoining the clinic maintain the character of that area next to the Forest Common. The aim of the properties at this point is that one of the 5445, we're planning on turning that into an artist studio and some office space. This one is not going to be heavy industrial. There's no intention of changing that house. It's been remodeled. The inside has been remodeled. Currently, it's in the process of being remodeled. The other two homes will be, at this point, there will be general occupancy for renters, but we would like to consider other alternatives at some point down the road as well. So having all the properties to the zone commercial, as well as the plans for the properties to the north of us also being zoned commercial, it would open up lots of possibilities for tasteful development in the future. So plans.
Thank you very much for that explanation.
Good evening. My name is Doug DeMarkowski. My property is the first home north of St. Joe's School. My home is not, which I actually use as a rental property, is not part of this request for a zoning change, but I am for it and would probably have my property changed to the same zoning plan down the road as well. I have worked closely with the neighbors who purchased the property. I like their design. They're keeping the character of the neighborhood while making great improvements, putting lots of money into the project, yet keeping the charm of the neighborhood. Many of the large trees will stay. The fascia on the buildings will remain largely the same or improved. From the road, it should look more like a couple of residential homes versus a strip center. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else interested in speaking in favor? Seeing no one step up to that, I would ask if there's anyone here this evening that would like to speak against this zoning change.
Good
Good evening. My name is Mark Nelson. I'm at 200 Main. And then more so, I just have some questions about the development, if I could, if that's all right. I don't necessarily oppose or favor, if I could just ask a few questions that we ask. Number one would be returning one of the properties owned to an artist studio, as I understand. What would be parking arrangements? What would be the change in, any changes in the front on the street? And then what do you expect for traffic patterns? Is there going to be a lot of traffic in and out? It's a couple of questions I have.
Okay.
Yeah, come on.
Thank you for the question. In terms of the art studio, it's going to be really part of the Lewis Center Foundation, which is a foundation aimed at trying to increase awareness of people, awareness of eating disorders in the community. The artist will be an artist in residence living in the second floor. Her art will be mostly for sale to the website today, or be provided on the groups and workshops to patients in the community. So it's in terms of the commercial traffic, it'll be very little. So there's not a need to make changes in parking. We are talking with one of the other owners about potentially combining parking for different parking for 5, combining parking with their development of a center for people that have diabetes. So parking issues, I guess, not under problems. They should, if it should require parking, then we're planning on partnering with the neighbors.
And then I guess a longer term plan, is there a plan then at some point in time, and what amount of time might that be to take those homes down? Or is there?
There's absolutely no plan to take homes down. They're in fact just invested heavily in the larger of the homes, the 54, 45. And so we're really planning on maintaining that as it is, and there's really no plan to change the opposite one.
Thank you for that information as well, Dr. Cody. Anyone else here interested in speaking?
Yeah, I'm Dr. Beebe. I live at 5432 South Main Street. And my grandparents built that house in 1910. And it's been Beebe's lived in it the whole time. He was also Chief Marshal of Savannah. And I just wondered what it's going to do to the property values. I don't know who would answer that question.
I don't know that any official studies have been done in that regard, but generally, I think there's some sense that it could increase property values, but I don't know that there's been any official studies.
Mm-hmm. Does that count the ones across the street from that property, like where I live, the zoning?
No.
So I wouldn't fall under that anyway?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else interested in speaking in opposition?
So I'd just like to comment. It would be very interesting to be in part of the neighborhood to understand how you actually stand on reevaluating property values. We live along that neighborhood and certainly don't want to see the value of our homes go down due to the commercial creeping in to our living space. And so apparently there is no opinion. There's got to be an opinion, and there's got to be previous history. There's got to be some information that you guys can go on that you can give us.
I guess on behalf of the city, you know, we're not in a position to offer an opinion as to specifically how your property is impacted. I've known Mr. Beebe for about 10 years. We've talked back and forth about a number of topics. Are you the neighbor of his, or?
I'm actually right down at the corner on the continent.
Okay, so you're down at that. You're down at that end. Okay.
Quite a ways down.
Yeah.
Certainly.
You know, I guess based upon my experience doing work for the city and involved in this to a significant degree, I cannot imagine that your property which is at the north end beyond St. Joe's Church, would have any impact whatsoever.
You're down the other way.
South.
Oh, you're south end.
And I'm not worried today, certainly, about my property or this affecting my property. I believe I'm far enough away, sir.
Correct.
I wouldn't be worried about this being my property. I wouldn't be worried about that creek getting toward my property. There's already been several foreclosed homes along that street because people couldn't get their value out of their homes.
Right. I recall, I think Mr. Hanum was involved when we did a land use plan for our community, and that section of Main Street was in a transitional zoning. So the concept of changing the zoning and looking at the zoning over time is certainly something that's been on, on the roadmap for the city. But, you know, the impact on Mr. Beebe's property, he's right next to the St. Joe's parking lot. The time may come where he may want to have his property rezoned, and when you rezone, it generally increases property value significantly for those properties that are rezoned. So I can't comment about his. He's not made an application at this point. But I would say that the value on the side for these applicants, the value of their property would go up.
Yeah, from a practical standpoint, it seems to me that with the character of these homes staying the same and a lot of money being put into them, being reinvestment back into them, it seems to me that it's going to, for my opinion, it seems that common sense would say it's going to help with the property values in the neighborhood.
And absolutely. That was obviously why my first question is there's some beautiful old homes there. Mm-hmm. And I would hate to see them go away from our neighborhood. I think they have a lot of character to our neighborhood. So I appreciate the thoughts and the plan so far. But once it's rezoned, there's no reason why they could not, at some future time, knock them down and make them commercial and build a building there. Certainly. Not that that's the plan or the intention or anything, and I think and I love the intention, but I love this right now, but it does change the character of that. And you've got one home there, I think it belongs to the church, right? The one just north of the church?
No, does it? No, that's the one I own.
So now you get, you own that.
Okay.
So now you got one home in between a church and a commercial property.
I'm just wondering if our law director could speak on demolition and how that process works in our city.
Well, I certainly can, but I would indicate that there is another applicant that's not here. Apparently, she's on her way.
She's here.
She is here, and maybe she can speak to that as well. But my understandings and meetings with the parties over time is that they have no intentions of changing the character. Leaving the homes in many respects the same. Homes like this, however, we do have a statute on the books that allows for the opportunity to withhold demolition for a period of 30 days prior to a demolition, but I'm not sure that that's really what he's talking about. I don't think there's any plans to do any demolition or do anything to the character of it, and it might be appropriate to have the other applicant come up and maybe fill in what her intentions would be for the other adjoining property.
No, but what he was saying was down the road, and what I wanted to address was these things happen very slowly. The process happens very slowly when in a historical area like North Main Street and South Main Street. That I understand your concern, not so much with this project, but in the future, we have safeguards in place. To make sure that these
properties right now are not historical properties, is that right?
They're not registered as historical properties. We have a pause button, so to speak, for properties that are built prior to a certain time frame, and these properties would both be in that pause button that would allow an opportunity to slow down the process. Yes.
Yeah, you know, Jim, you mentioned our land use plan.
Yeah.
And when we looked at this neighborhood, when we did the land use plan, we saw this as a mixed use area along Main Street, high density residential, commercial, and similar type uses. which is kind of what it is now. And so, you know, over time, you know, I think there's probably, you're right, there probably is a creeping commercial interest in those areas, which in terms of site-specific or property-specific economic impact on housing value is pretty difficult to identify.
Our process requires that you give your name and your address.
Hi, I'm Kayla Nathan. My current address is 6038 Wildcat Court here in Sylvania. And we have recently purchased 5441 Main Street. Our intention with the property is to maintain the character of the house. We're building a wellness center, incorporating health, nutrition, and fitness as part of this wellness idea. I'm a physician here in Toledo and sort of incorporated part of my practice for wellness for my patients through this. So we have currently already had plans drawn up, and the character of the house front has not changed. We're planning on investing significant money into the property to maintain the character of the front of the house. Anything that will be in addition will be sort of off the back of the house and from the street.
So as I asked Mr. Brenner earlier about parking and traffic that company plans, et cetera, might you be anticipating that type of thing?
Currently, our largest class is 15 to 20 people, and we only have classes maybe 3 or 4 hours of the day. Our plan, we have a set of 10 already drawn up as well, full parking and traffic, and we have one entrance coming in, going around the back of our property, and one entrance coming out, so we don't really require any other further curb cuts or changes in entrances on off the street as they already exist.
And parking in back.
In back.
So that's good. It's a bit of an increase in traffic in that part of the neighborhood, but the parking's in back.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak, either in favor or against this proposed zoning change? You know what, I would open it up to council members. I don't know if there's any feedback that any of you have or questions that you'd like to direct to any of the council members.
Well, Mary, I just want to note that we have strong recommendation from people that we rely on to make these types of decisions, and that is our planning commission, who is in the business of evaluating these changes and making recommendations to us. And their recommendation of the change of these changes speaks volumes to me in terms of the overall impact on the community and the area, and the favorable nature of this. And in fact, it would take at this point, I think, when we get these sorts of recommendations, in the absence of a strong reason to do something differently, we usually rely on the expertise of our planning commission.
Thank you, Doug. Absolutely good observation. Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, and hearing no further discussion from the audience, this public hearing would be considered concluded at 7:20. Is there a recommendation? It would go forward. We would report on this at our city council meeting this evening, and I don't think that there's been any formal recommendation made at this point. Is that accurate?
That's correct. It's up to.
We already have ordinances for this. Is that correct or not?
If council chooses to, yes, we have some available.
Well, then I would suggest that we act favorably on these changes at our meeting this evening.
Is that a motion to recommend?
That's an informal motion.
I'll second that.
Is So we have a motion on the floor, in recommending that this legislation be considered at this evening's council meeting. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, this motion passes, and we will make a recommendation to council this evening to advance the legislation. This meeting is adjourned at 7:20. Thank you all for coming, and thank you for your comments.